For starters, hip-hop and spoken word artist Kyle Guante Tran-Myrie protests homophobia.
Hip-hop has a reputation as being homophobic, and sometimes that reputation is a stereotype, and sometimes it's true. From situation to situation is different, and so I figured it made a lot of sense to put these two communities together in the Twin Cities, the hip-hop community, which is big and vibrant and diverse, and the LGBTQ community, which is also big and vibrant and diverse.
Guante says he harnesses energy and inspiration from social injustice.
I think a lot of times people try to push that aside and say, like, well, we should celebrate what we love instead of talking about what we hate. That impulse makes a lot of sense, but I also think that pain and anger and sadness can be incredibly powerful motivators when they're focused into something positive.
A fan of folk singer Woody Guthrie, Guante says hip-hop and the spoken word are the folk songs of the Occupy movement. But he says it's also a teaching moment for him with young people to bring about change.
The arts can be a part of that. They can be an incredibly powerful way to communicate messages and bring people together and network and raise money and like all these other things. But I think real change comes from people working for what they believe in.
Guante spoke at Northland College in Ashland recently. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.
I don't believe in silver linings. I believe in wearing every cloud like a shroud. I believe in reaching right through them regardless. I believe we move a little closer in the darkness. Give me an artist, give me a canvas from the plateau. Watch space between vanish as we build bridges over rivers, over canyons, and between hearts as we start to imagine. Spray paint my name to the bottom of the bridge, so I may watch the water untangle herself and let the spider web stretch through the space between connecting me to everyone else.